Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Trying to remember exactly how you put it the other day when you said, well, kind of that you were going to be like, You're not already sick of hearing about wide receivers that might be available, but you're gonna become sick of it. You know, you just don't want to be told to sort of take those rumors seriously at all, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of it.
Yeah, I feel like a chump from chasing around Von Miller's Instagram for 2 years and expecting Odell Beckham Jr., DeAndre Hopkins to show up and, you know, eat wings with us. That doesn't mean, like, I don't want them to still add a receiver. I don't have it in me. I'm kind of fatigued. At least by those, that chase, like, that felt like, you know, those are big name players. And Miller being involved kind of as the recruiter or whatever. I just kind of want that operation to go away. I shouldn't be closed off to the idea of the Bills adding a receiver at some point. I think I would like them to still do
well, that. Well, that's the puzzle you've got to solve.
That's the dilemma, yeah, right?
Because it's really, I don't know if it's like the question right now, but it's one of them. And that is whether they think they're done at the position. Like, do we think they're done at wide receiver without picking a second one in the draft, without a few different possible, you know, notable free agent signings? And a few of these players are still available. We had Michael Gallup go to the Raiders a couple of days ago. I mean,
Tyler Boyd just signed today, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember where he landed, but I saw it earlier this afternoon that he had a landing spot.
I'm just looking. Tennessee.
Okay.
Expected to sign with Tennessee.
Okay. Thank you.
2 years, 15.8. Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money for him at – that would have been a lot of money for him on March 8th.
Tennessee signed Calvin Ridley, has Hopkins, is going to spend up to $8 million for 2 years on Tyler Boyd, and they have Burks. Like, are they? Is Burks so bad that they're doing all of this despite the fact that he's going into, what, year two? Or is it three? Year three.
Year three.
Year three. Yeah. Well, I mean, they might be right, but what a weird team. Well, you know, I was going to bring up someone else, but first I'm just sort of feeling you out for, you know, how precarious it would be to want to talk about.
Yeah,
this.
No, this is not. Hey, the Bills are listed as the second favorite to trade for Saquon Barkley. I think if there is speculation about the Bills being tied to receivers, I'm going to be inclined to respect it. I don't know. They might think they're done, but I don't think we think they should be done. So I guess I'm going to have to, rectify this uninterested position. That was really more from frustration than anything. You know, there's some version of, I'm giving up my season tickets, like on a smaller scale, you know, but there's some version of that. Those people never mean that. And I don't know, I guess, do I have to admit, I really didn't mean I'm not interested in the Bills pursuing receivers.
Well,
I'm going to have to fall on my sword there.
At least any kind of speculation I bring to you would not be from Von Miller's Instagram.
Okay, like
you don't have to worry about the legitimacy,
yeah.
But the question.
And I'm not, just so it's clear, by the way, I'm not blaming anyone for that. Like, I chose to invest in that. I'm not judging. I feel stupid for having participated in it. But that's on me, not anyone else. I'm not mad at anyone about it.
I wonder how close they really got to any of those players. You know, how close did they get on Hopkins? Bean, you know, he took questions about Hopkins before he signed. So he represented at least some interest, unless he was just patronizing Von Miller,
yeah,
you know, and fans. But it doesn't really seem like his style. So,
yeah, the closest we got on that, I think, would have been like Hopkins posting a video on Instagram with Buffalo Soldier as the soundtrack. Does that
and,
sound familiar? I don't know.
Yes.
Does that qualify as close? I mean,
and taking the question from the one podcast about quarterbacks he would like to play for and nodding or shaking his head.
Right.
And he nodded at the Allen suggestion. Well, I don't know. Like, I wasn't going to get to him. He's an example from last year, if not also this year. But, man, I didn't even know about Boyd. So all that time on the spreadsheet, somehow I missed that. Maybe that would make him gettable. I was thinking about a new name to me in this category. So we've had the week started, the draft was over the weekend, and then, you know, we've kind of all been sort of talking around the question of whether or not the Bills will do something else. Like Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone's been tweeting earlier this week, at least anyway, about there being some rumor about either whether it's San Francisco or DK Metcalf, like he's been sort of looking into all that, you know, implying that maybe the Steelers have one more move to make. And I said, the first thing I said to this idea, whatever team it is, but the Bills, like early in the week, was, I think it's all kind of over now. You know, it's not too late, but you would have done what you needed to do by now, I think. And I'm not sure that's true. Like, the speculation that was new to me today was about Chris Godwin, where it was suggested, and I went to Twitter after seeing this referenced and found a lot of people making the point that Godwin, who has a restructured contract in Tampa, he's got 1 year left, so it's not like you are looking at a big, you know, Debo or one of these. So, but, you know, you might still want to extend him if you were to trade for him. And they drafted a receiver on the second day in Jalen McMillan from Washington. So would they trade Chris Godwin after June 1st, one of those? And so for people to be wondering that just kind of like reopens my mind on.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if the marketplace is open. I saw Filippone tweeting about some DK Metcalf rumor and thought about my my stance. I thought, you know, if there's still stuff going on, I feel compelled to pay attention to that. Not like, of course, professionally, because we do this, but I would even say, like, recreationally, like just as a fan, like if there's still, you know, quality receivers, experienced receivers that we think to some extent could help the Bills, just shutting yourself out of that market because, you know, you're frustrated would be stupid. So yeah, I'm paying attention, and maybe there is going to be maybe the draft just was not the place for some reason that it often is for San Francisco to do what they wanted to do, or Seattle maybe, or Tampa, like you're saying now today. Maybe teams didn't like the prices on draft day and thought maybe, you know, we sit tight, maybe we can do better moving into the spring and summer. So maybe there will still be movement, because none of that really happened, you know, for all the speculation about it. And look, the speculation can be, like I said a few times, 2 years ago, we never really thought about it, but suddenly, you know, receivers kind of in the middle of their prime looking for big contracts that have been great players for their team suddenly started getting traded, and now we're sort of looking for the next match, right? And so that can be forced, you know, that can be just the media talking about stuff, and the teams never really act on it. Or there could be, who knows, a half a dozen guys out there that teams would like to move if they can find, you know, the right dancing partner.
And probably the considered strength at the wide receiver position in the draft would have an influence on that. I mean, this year we also talked about, everybody did, about how many interesting prospects there were at the position, which would make it just less likely, I think logically, that you would need to trade for Deebo Samuel, right? Maybe I can find my own. I know he's the one guy everybody says, be careful comping anybody to him, because it's a very popular thing to do. But, you know, he's a unique player. Still, right? Do I want Brandon Ayuk at whatever, $30 million a year or whatever? Or do I want Keon Coleman, you know? And there was a report that the Bills and Patriots last Friday were, what was the word, discussing Deebo Samuel, like looking into it. Some interest was reported from the Bills in terms of San Francisco. Now, this is where you need to sort of guide me, because right, that can mean a lot or that can mean almost nothing. You know, a GM can say, well, you know, we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't find out. Or he went into day two of the draft without having made a pick on day one, kind of thinking what we've all been thinking most of the last 2 months or so, which is, I want to win. I need a stud. And as good as Coleman might be or turn out to be, they still do. This is why I'm happy that you're taking this topic for me, because like Occam's razor, what is the likeliest thing? They trade Diggs. This was already discussed before that, but then they do that. What is this team in its current state planning to do? Oh, sure. Now we know they're going to draft somebody, which they did, but it's still not a needle mover, really, significantly. I would think for a rookie, what are you asking from him? Whether you think he's playing out of position even or not, what are you asking from him? You're asking for what? Like, it's kind of like Kincaid was for me, which was a good rookie season. You know, like statistically, he's relevant. He's going to play, of course. Josh Allen is the quarterback. There should be some numbers. But yeah, I doubt it's going to be like a record-breaking season.
Well, right. I mean, you know, asking him right now, what I think the plan is for him to be Gabe Davis. But the amount that Gabe Davis was on the field for this team, like, I just that might be asking a lot of the kid to just master enough different tasks that they can trust him to be on the field that much. Like, he hasn't been even playing football that long, let alone the NFL. Like, he's going to be new to the NFL. He's only played a couple of years of college football. And so, like, is he going to be in the right spots all the time? You know, is he going to know who to go block even? Like, I don't know. If they trusted Davis so much, that and Coleman is like the plug-and-play replacement for him, I'm not sure that that matches up playing time-wise. You know, like, it would surprise me if they trust him enough to have him on the field 90% of the time or more, is all I'm saying, just because he's a rookie.
Well, then, what would you say, considering everything, it was or is the likeliest outcome, you know, for the roster by the time the season rolls around? Maybe it is that there, we still might want to expect there to be another move. Maybe I was too quick to, there really can't, I didn't say can't, I think, but there probably won't be. Maybe I was too quick to that. Because really, like, you and I, and maybe most fans, have kind of thought this whole time, there's got to be something else. And maybe there still does. Maybe that's still true. Even with Coleman, they didn't draft two. They know what we know. They know about their level of speed. They know about the depth at the position. They know they had 4 fifth-round picks or whatever. Like, they know all that, but they still didn't do it. I don't hear any particular rumor about, and you know, any of these ideas past what we had from the 49ers last week. Like, what are the 49ers? What is their result here? Like, they drafted a receiver in the first round, which seemed to many like a step toward a trade.
One of those guys is moving, yeah. Right.
But then they didn't make it. So, I just want to say once, like, this is not meant to be self-serving. So we can hype the, we can keep the, if you will, wide receiver train rolling here through through the spring. But, I mean, shouldn't there be another move? Are the chances maybe decent still that there will be? And then if you buy that, if you think those answers are yes, then you're not going to be too afraid of, you know, Von Miller's Instagram type stuff, because you're going to have an appetite for it.
Right.
You're going to think they need it.
Yeah, it might stand to what I said last week at one point. This is possible. Like, what San Francisco going into round one is sort of, you know, yeah, they're talking to the Bills, they're talking to the Patriots, they're talking to whoever else, and one of those guys is going to move, you know, Samuel or Ayuk, just because there's a logjam, and now that they've got a guy on top of it, maybe it's even enhanced. But on Thursday, we want 28 for Brandon Ayuk, or we want 28 for Deebo Samuel. And the Bills are going, yeah, no, we're not, no. I'm sorry. And so the first round runs out. Now it's Friday. You got all day. Hey, we want 34 for Deebo Samuel, or 33, excuse me, for Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, no. We're going to give him a big contract that's too much, and teams don't want to meet the price. The Niners go ahead and they draft their guy, Pearsall, anyway, and they did not find a price they like, but now they're stuck. Like, there's no recouping draft assets for this year. The draft is over and gone now, and you still have a situation where you might want to move one of those guys while you can max out their value, and you've just drafted a potential replacement for one of them. So maybe there is a deal to be made, and it's, you know, day two, day three picks for next year, or maybe even a player swap of some kind.
Maybe. Well, if you're open to that, we should have a list. Maybe a big board, even.
Oh, dear.
That's not original, but maybe even a big board. Would Hopkins be a name? It doesn't seem to be logical from Tennessee's standpoint, given whatever else they've been doing. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I might feel they might be more inclined to just throw Burks overboard at this point. And I don't know how interesting that is to anyone here. I mean, that's a guy that, you know, that you might as well have a draft pick, because he hasn't really proven anything at all yet in the NFL.
Burks for Elam.
Right. But I feel like with Tennessee, what Tennessee looks like they're doing, and now Boyd on top of everything else, is we're going to make sure we give Will Levis every opportunity. So moving Hopkins would be weird to me, because it feels like that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We've got three experienced NFL receivers now in Ridley, Hopkins, and Boyd, and our team is going to go on the floor. So maybe Burks is a spare part there.
You know, who else might be is Dotson in Washington. Same draft. 22 draft. That's Elam, too. Like, that's just two years ago. But they drafted. Who did they draft? McConkey, maybe, in Washington? They drafted one. New coach, new quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
This regime didn't draft Dotson, who was a real flop last year as a second-year player. Okay, well, I'll you and I, or just whatever, you don't want to join me. I want to change my answer from the other day. Like, it just seems so obvious that there should be something else. I mean, I've talked myself in, not really, but like, we've had the conversation about, do they want to just change their identity to some extent that explains this void that they've created on their own team by trading Diggs. I think that might be right, but it's still, you'd still maybe want a wide receiver one and not have to hope that a rookie or a tight end is your wide receiver one, you know? Like, just come on here. 803-0550 for your calls. Steve is with us. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. Big fan of Metcalf or Tyler Lockett. As far as the Hopkins thing goes, he does only have 1 year left on his deal. But I think realistically, for picking up, you know, help from somewhere else, it's going to come, you know, toward that after the first third of the season, as we get toward the trade deadline, if somebody's quarterback goes down or a team is looking to dump assets, and then we're going to have to onboard a receiver. But at the beginning of the season, I think we're just going to be passing the ball to running backs and playing like we did toward the end of last year to get starting, because there's no way Coleman's going to handle an NFL load just coming out of college like that. It's an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, good thought on the deadline. They moved the deadline back, by the way, to like the halfway point of the season or thereabouts. Week 9, maybe it is now.
Yeah, I think it's a week later, I think, is what they did, if I recall correctly.
Of course, there really is no exact halfway point of the season anymore, since they play 17 games. Well, actually 18 weeks, so never mind. Yeah, that's fine as a fallback. I don't think it's best to count on being able to get somebody at the deadline when the season's half over.
Right, because if you were already thinking about that, then you would do something now. I think, right? Don't you like to have? I think you want to have your plan and put your team together, and go get it. So. I don't know. It would surprise me if they were thinking that way. Or it's not saying like they couldn't pivot to it if they get into it, like the caller's saying, and their offense is not what they thought it was going to be without, you know, a proven number one guy, the proven number one target at the receiver position, at least anyway, then they could pivot and do something. But I don't know. I'd like them to recognize that now. Like, it seems pretty apparent to me. Like, it, to me, one of two things is happening. We're all missing – Or really, we're not. You're exactly right about what you've been saying for months, which you don't want them to do, but it looks like they may be doing, which is shifting philosophically and being more like they were in the back third of last season, and in which case, you know, we're fine. We're going to flood the field with guys, and we're not worried about having a number one, and, like, that's it. That's really it. And we're all insane out here thinking they need a number one. Or they are behind closed doors going, man, we really need to find a number one. And they're going to burn every phone line they can and have every conversation they can between now and July trying to find a guy that they still don't have.
Love it. Got to be a little bit judicious with that. You can't be annoying, right? Right, fellow fantasy players? You don't want to be that annoying guy who's just, he's already forgotten that you rejected the offer and he's come right back with the same offer because he's not keeping track.
Oh, dear.
That's happened to me recently. Didn't we just talk about this? Oh, yeah, sorry. I was on the receiving end, by the way. Hopefully I've not made that exact mistake.
That's a tough one.
All right, 803-0550. Thanks for the call, Steve. We've got three guests planned: Sam Monson from PFF, Sal Capaccio, and then later on, Kevin Oklubja from Rochester, or actually tonight from Syracuse, where he'll be present for Game 3 in the Calder Cup playoffs, the Crunch hosting the Rochester Americans. So we'll talk some hockey at that time. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Give us a call. Do you think there will be a significant move still to happen from the Bills at wide receiver? Back after the timeout coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.